This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report Podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
It's Friday, February 28th. The last day of the shortest month of the year. Or as Andy Rooney once said,
can you ever wonder why February has that R in it?
Is he dead? Rest in peace, Andy. Another Patriots.com roster report podcast here, and we got breaking news from Paul Perillo on Twitter. Paul, take us away.
When news breaks, we break it. Patriots.com radio.
What do you got, Paul? Okay. What are your sources telling you?
Okay. That's a big buildup for a source that was not mine.
According to a source close to Steve Gregory,
he's going to be released at some point today. And that's,
or if you're listening to this tomorrow, some point yesterday.
Yes, on Friday. At some point on Friday. David Cantor, who is the agent for Steve Gregory, tweeted about an hour ago, so sometime around a little after lunchtime on Friday, that Gregory would be released by the Patriots today. So that's the breaking news, and it comes from Steve Gregory's agent, not from anybody else.
It's a solid source, I think.
I think it's a solid source, but you know, it's not like anybody broke the news. He sort of announced it.
So as you said on Twitter, Patriots fans will have to find a new whipping boy because seemingly they've been trying to run him out of town since about halfway through his first year here.
Yeah.
I thought personally early last year he played really well. I thought he faded as the year went on. I know the poster or picture that everybody has in their mind is Miami when they had Marquise Cole on Mike Wallace, and he let him get by him, and then Gregory just, you know, failed to even touch him and get a tackle and give up a touchdown. I thought he was ill-suited for the position he was in. They sort of had him as a strong safety last year and as an undersized former cornerback. I just don't think that's the role he should be in. But I don't think he's as bad as a lot of Patriots fans might remember him here.
No,
but,
I agree with you. I thought he was fine early last year.
But, you know, it just, I think, even more now magnifies the hole at safety and the need at safety. You know, they signed Adrian Wilson last year, missed the year on IR. I think we all assume he will be cut before ever playing a game with the Patriots. And
not everybody. Oh. That's what you and I think. But
some people don't think.
A lot of people have been talking about his training going on in Arizona. He's been working out with other Patriots, including Devin McCourty. So people sort of think they might have designs in him. I'm with you.
Is he running yet?
I think he'll be cut before.
Seems like it was only a month ago when he tweeted out, first day jogging after the Achilles tear. So now we're just going to pencil in the 82-year-old safety as the guy starting next to McCourty. I'm sorry. I don't mean to go off on a rant here. This is not PFW in progress.
Yeah, the wonder would be what it means for Daron Harmon. You know, is this a big sign
ascension?
Is this a big sign of some faith in Harmon, or is it simply just a cap move? They save about $2.25 million, I think, was his base salary for 14. So they save a decent chunk of change there. Does this make them bigger players in the free agency market? We have some names that we talked about on PFW in Progress. And once again, by the way, Andy, let's pat ourselves on the back because no one's going to do it for us. We talked about this pretty extensively this week.
Oh, sure.
The possibility of Gregory going. And,
sure.
You know, we talked about T.J. Ward and Dante Whitner and some of the other safeties, Jarvis Byrd, that were on the market. You mentioned a couple of safeties from the combine.
Dion and Dion?
Yes. I couldn't remember their last names.
Bailey and Buchanan.
Okay. So I didn't mention them. So we had several, I don't know, I would say a couple of segments at least that we talked about this during the course of the week, and here we go on Friday. Looks like it's happening.
I think even with Gregory here, the safety spot next to McCourty was one of the top two or three needs on the team, and obviously now even more so because
yep.
Even if you didn't think it was great, you've now lost your starter. You do not have a starting safety unless, as you said, they are ready to go into the Daron Harmon era, and I find that hard to believe. I find it hard to believe they're going to go into the Daron Harmon, Adrian Wilson era. I think there will be either a veteran safety of a relatively high caliber or a draft pick of a relatively high caliber that will be brought in to at least compete with whoever else remains at that spot. And I do think it's an interesting position, not one of the deeper positions, strong safety. But there are also a lot of safeties that are considered free safeties that I think our strong safeties as well. It's kind of where we started. Steve Gregory's not a strong safety, but he was essentially playing strong safety here. And it is a deep draft, so you could find a guy maybe in the second round who could be your starting strong safety, I think. But it starts the process. You know, we are almost to the end. We are a couple days away from the end of the franchise tag window. And I don't believe as of yet any official tags have been made. The Hardy one in Carolina was talked about, rumored, may happen.
Yeah, and
the
Jimmy Graham
one is talked about, rumored, may happen.
Before the end of the weekend, it seems. Before the deadline, certainly. But Adam Schefter recently tweeted something about Jimmy Graham. No surprise, but it looks like... He's going to end up getting franchised.
The greater activity as other teams work on their roster, not necessarily here in New England, has been the signing, the re-signing of players as we start to get some big names coming off the market. And one of those with Patriots interest potentially, Dennis Pitta, reportedly locked up to stay with the Ravens today, according to reports out of Baltimore. So that's one of the top targets if you had hopes, dreams, aspirations.
I did, too. I had sort of one of those pie-in-the-sky dreams.
Squeezed.
Yeah, I like Dennis Pitta, and I would like to have seen him. I think he would have done well with Tom Brady.
Sounds like neither of the two or the top free agents at tight end will be on the market. Who knows what that does for the Patriots? Does that push you more in the direction of the draft as a tight end target for a second, third round? That could be a possibility. And I'm drawing a blank on the other re-signing. There was an Riley Cooper,
the Eagles,
who
some
people believed was could have been a Patriots target, and his teammate Jeremy Maclin. People are out of Philadelphia are at least expecting that he could re-sign before free agency begins. We are still a little over a week and a half, I guess it is now, away from the March 11th beginning of free agency. We are getting rumblings at the salary cap for teams as they build their roster and make moves. Will be around $132 to $133 million when it's all said and done. And the expectation prior to the Gregory move was the Patriots were going to be about 9 and change. So you add $2 million to that. Now you're looking at 11 and change that they could be under the salary cap to start that. And that number just happens to be, Paul, the same as the franchise tag for those that think they could or might use the franchise tag on Aqib Talib, which is coming in that range of $11 million. So... lots of movement will come. I expect more cuts, personally, before free agency begins on March 11th. I think the Patriots will have more veteran players who will be out on the open market, and I will be following Paul Perlow's Twitter feed closely as he breaks those releases and moves. He's if you're not following PFW Paul on Twitter, you should be. This is the time of year when he makes his money announcing transactions for the Patriots. What else you got today, Paul? Combine. We were at the Combine for a week. We missed a roster report a week ago.
We did.
Give me some quick hit reactions as they relate to the Patriots and the roster from the 2014 NFL Scouting Combine.
As they relate to the Patriots, I would just reiterate what all the experts have been telling us for a couple of weeks now, just how deep this draft is. So I think you can pick your position and figure out exactly where you want to go. And I think for a team that has a lot of success like the Patriots do, and have had, they have a reasonable amount of directions they can go. I think you can go edge guys. I think you can go cover guys. I think, as you talked about a lot on Thursday on PFW in Progress, Andy, tight end, I think, is a spot you can go. Who knows? Maybe now, safety factors into that mix as well. Overall, I thought it was a pretty impressive group of prospects that we got a chance to talk to and learn a little bit about. I was impressed with the polish of a lot of the guys. For the most part, I thought, with very few exceptions, I thought everybody came across pretty well. There was some cockiness, but I don't mind that. It's one thing to be dumb and not really have any idea of how to speak or how to address, the severity or the magnitude of what you're doing. You're on the most important job interview of your life, and to not take that seriously. I didn't think anybody did that. I thought everybody was there and understood the magnitude of the situation. Some of them were cocky. That's okay. The cornerbacks especially, I thought, the cornerbacks and safeties. Overall, there's a lot of athleticism in this crop, and I think the Patriots should be able to find a good player regardless of where they go. One thing that stuck out to me, though, that offensive lineman thing, the way they all talked about Logan Mankins, the way they all patterned themselves after Mankins. And
why wouldn't you? He makes $55 million.
I think that's pretty high praise for one of our favorite Patriots.
Deep, immature draft, as my good buddy Kevin Colbert called it, talked about how player development will be key. More than 100 underclassmen, part of this draft class and part of the, a large part of the group at the combine, nearly a third of them underclassmen. So a very interesting group. I like tight end. I like cornerback. I think those are a couple positions that are Patriots needs that also marry up with some strengths in this draft. So I think it'll be interesting to look there. I'm not quite as excited maybe about the pass rushers. I'm still trying to figure that out as we get into that.
I agree with you. I couldn't even identify one edge guy that I said, wow, this guy, he's really impressive. There's some that I like.
Well, we'll get a veteran.
The kid from Missouri.
But get Peppers, draft a tight end, safety, corner. Go! Boom! We got it all figured out.
We'll get into that when we start our draft prospect reviews, which will be starting probably in a couple of weeks, where we preview the prospects.
But the big news of the day, according to reports from Paul Perillo.
Stop it.
Steve Gregory, the Patriots safety, the starter for the last 2 years, signed as a starter in free agency a couple years ago from the Chargers, will be released, and the hole in the secondary in the middle there gets a little bit bigger as New England starts to build the roster for 2014. Franchise tag deadline on Monday, free agency on the horizon March 11th, and next Friday, Paul Perillo and I will be back with another Patriots.com roster report podcast. Remember, follow PFW Paul for all your off-season news and notes. Peace out.
This has been the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team, only on Patriots.com.